All right, Dave Lamb brought to you by
American Leak Detection and Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, Human Fuse.
Here's Dave. Yeah. Here's Lamb.
Thank you. Well, you know, for this edition of Dave Land, I thought that it's been a minute since we've done this, and it is a kind of a change in seasons. We're back to school. We're entering football season. We're about to enter fall. What a perfect time for all of us to revisit Hints from Hell Reels.
Oh! A staple.
Now, Hints from Heloise was a segment that was done on the Orphanage Weekend show that I hosted with Danny once upon a time. And it is a column, a syndicated column that I rip and read on the air. Hints from Heloise is now done by Heloise's daughter, and she's based in San Antonio. She's a Texan.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How old is she?
I don't even know. Okay. I mean, the original Heloise is dead, but I don't know how old the daughter is. But it's a column to help you with your life. And I thought that I would take a moment on this Monday to kind of bring you up to speed on what's going on.
Please do.
With Heloise and her hints. This from Debbie Brewer in St. Paul, Texas. Dear Heloise, my granddaughter Bobby, with an I, recently received a dwarf hamster for her 9th birthday. He is a zippy little escape artist. To keep him safe when she wants to play or cuddle with him, she sits in a dry bathtub. Smart girl.
So
Bobby and the dwarf hamster party in a empty bathtub.
Do you have a question for her?
No.
Oh.
Just a hint. Like, if you have a hamster.
Just wanted to keep her up to speed.
If you have a hamster and you're wondering, where the hell can I play with this thing?
Maybe a dry bathtub.
Yeah. I mean, be careful and don't sit on it.
Are there.
And also don't make the bathtub full of water because the hamster would.
Yeah. Or don't leave the drain open because the hamster might shimmy down there.
Are we to assume in the Hints from Heloise fandom that the average age is 75 plus, and it's always been that way?
Yeah, because the average Heloise reader reads this in the newspaper.
Yeah. But it's always been that way.
What's
like
that supposed
it just
to
keeps
mean?
Going and going and going.
Well, I'll get to the newspaper in a minute, Bob.
Okay,
you hold
good,
on.
Good, good.
I'm just saying, are we all going to get to the point when we're 75 like, you know what I should start doing? Reading Heloise and watching Fox News. Like, is that going to just click?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I think when
you say on a certain birthday, those things sound more appealing.
I feel like that's just what we see.
Is it 60? Is it 65? Is it 70?
I think it's older. Yeah. 70 plus.
Okay. This from Brad M. in Riverside, California. This is another non-hint that's a hint.
Okay.
Dear Heloise, my parents taught me how to swim at a young age. As I got better, I swam competitively. After I mastered swimming, I started playing water polo in high school and junior college.
Wait, he mastered swimming before high school. Mm-hmm. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Mastered.
Mm-hmm.
So not drowning.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I started playing water polo in high school and junior college, and I had safe fun in the ocean. Then I had a summer job as a lifeguard, and water skiing and surfing became hobbies. As I got older, sailing was next. All because my parents taught me to swim. The unintended consequences of teaching how to swim can be wonderful.
Oh.
Also, no question.
No. He's just humble bragging on how he played JUCO water polo.
Yeah, and how he mastered swimming in 8th grade.
Uh-huh.
After I mastered that, I moved on to water polo. The next obvious step was sailing.
I mean, this very well could be, yeah. This could be George D. in Prosper.
He doesn't sail.
Okay, here's an actual hint. This from Dawn in Brush Prairie, Washington. Dear Heloise, as I was about to throw away the waxed paper liner that comes inside a box of breakfast cereal, I realized I was about to throw away something perfectly usable. When making hamburger patties, I always placed a square of wax paper between the patties to separate them. Now I just cut the liner from a cereal box into 5-inch squares and use these instead.
Cool.
I mean, I guess.
There's some genius to separating your hamburger patties, though, I will admit.
Yeah, but you can just use parchment paper.
Yeah.
You don't need to...
You probably don't need to spend time.
You don't
time
need to finish your Cheerios.
Yeah, but then you got Fruit Loop tasting patties.
Yeah, because all the inside of the boxes smell just like the cereal.
Yeah.
It's like all dust down there.
Yeah.
Right, like that's a bad one. We're not keeping that one. All right, here
Eloise
is...
Eloise should have ripped her for that.
Here is a memory trick from Jack A. P. via email. This
advanced
one, yeah, this one, she is a smart cookie. Dear Heloise, too often when I lay down to sleep at night, I think of things that need to be done the next day. I don't want to get out of bed and write them down, so I make a sentence out of those letters and repeat it a few times. The next morning, I can usually remember the sentence, which then reminds me of the tasks. For example, empty recycling, add hand soap to grocery list, call Susan. A reminder sentence might be, Randy had some soup. This is easier than remembering a whole list. It might be silly, but it works for me.
What? Who are these people?
So I don't know how empty recycling, add hand soap to grocery list, call Susan becomes Randy had some soup.
I don't either. I was trying to decode that, and I'm more confused.
You're going to need the World War II guys that broke the German bombing codes. Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. She's speaking in some speaking in some code that makes sense only to her.
And she's the Zodiac.
Yes. Let's go have a hamburger.
Megan in Fort Wayne, Indiana has a problem.
Has a man... Oh, he had one guy right in. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The water polo guy.
Yeah, the humble brat guy.
Yeah.
Dear Heloise, I am continually frustrated when trying to open new lotion and hand soap pump bottles. In some way, I believe it is because I am directionally challenged. I have to stop and think which way is left and which is right. I've also recited to myself lefty loosey, righty tighty to no avail. I confuse myself or talk myself out of turning a pump top this way or that. I now have three different bottles on my counter, and I'm waiting on someone to help me figure out the trick to opening these pump bottles. My spouse and two sons have tried to help, but I've usually got the cap messed up by then. Do you have a trick that I can use? Heloise says, Megan, this is a good question. Readers, do you have any hints to help a pump bottle be easier to
open?
What
the hell? What's her job?
Yeah, seriously, what is she doing?
I will say this.
Let me just throw it open to the phones if I don't
right?
know the answer.
Right, yeah. Well, I mean, that's kind of her MO if you read it. But I will say, like, I have a preferred brand of shower gel that I enjoy. And it is extremely tricky to open. Like, it is one of those, like, for the first opening of it, it's like a push and turn.
Yeah.
But it doesn't always work. And so you do talk yourself out of, wait, am I going the right direction?
Yeah.
So I identify with Megan.
Lefty loosey, righty tighty is a favorite over the years.
But it's confusing sometimes as you're pressing down, like, wait.
Is this left?
Yeah, like, am I going left? Because it could be right if you really think about it. If I was looking straight down or straight up, I don't know which is which.
Don't you just take the pump from the old bottle and put it on the new one?
That is a good hack. That is a good hack.
Look at this guy.
That is a hint that everyone can use.
Hints from Ham.
What do you mean? Offensive right or defensive right? Like stage right or...
Now you're confusing yourself again.
Yeah.
A few more. Dear Heloise, this from Sharon in Florida.
No way.
I keep a pair of scissors. This is the newspaper one, Bob.
Okay.
I keep a pair of scissors next to my chair where I read the paper every day.
Oh, man.
I cut out articles of interest, ads, etc. when I read them. This saves me from going back through the paper later on to find them. Just be sure that everyone has read the paper before you start cutting.
Well, that's a great hint there, Heloise. Thank you.
That's
straight from Sharon. Yeah.
That's old school Gordo. Remember Gordo?
Oh, yeah.
Gordo got busted by TSA with scissors in his bag going to the Super Bowl. Because before we would print our stories, it was scissors and newspaper.
I forgot about that. And that's not that long ago
I know.
He was doing that. Scissor me.
MJ in Warren, Vermont says, Dear Heloise, my wife complained when I trimmed my beard because I left a mess in the sink. Now I use newspaper and spread it over the sink and counter. After I finish trimming, I just fold up the newspaper and toss it away. I do this for my pubes.
Okay, calm it down. You just put the newspaper down on the floor?
Yeah, and squat over it.
Now, I will say that, so this guy just shaved his beard with trimmers and just left everything in the sink? Like, that is gross.
It is gross. Or maybe he tried to clean it up, but he left a few whiskers and
nah, but he's right. Like, there's a thinning of the beard sequence that does require, like, the barber apron slung over the sink. And even sometimes, my wife got me one with those suction cups on the mirror. And then you sort of make it taut, and then you take it out to the front yard and throw all your beard out there in the
Yeah, you just got to make sure that there's not a wedding cake downwind.
That's right, because nobody wants your beard in their wedding
cake.
In
whichever American Pie sequel that was.
Exactly. Right.
And lastly, this is something that we need to think about because we live in Texas. Even though it's been a mild summer, relatively. Sarah in Bakersfield, California says, Dear Heloise, I live in an area where summer temperatures can exceed 100 degrees Fahrenheit for days in a row.
Mm.
Using the ceiling fan makes my house feel cooler.
No way.
My question is,
figure that out.
My question is this. Should I turn off the fans for a few hours each day to let them rest? Or is it okay to operate them 24/7?
Okay.
Heloise writes, Sarah, operating a ceiling fan is incredibly cheap, even if your ceiling fan has a light on it. No light on the fan can cost as little to as $10 or $30 a month for one with a light.
She's not asking her about the price. She's asking about the functionality and will it last throughout the summer.
Does a ceiling fan need a rest time every day?
Yeah.
Like a nap.
Well, she says, Heloise says, but yes, you should turn the fan off when you're not in the room for safety's sake.
What? Safety?
Like, so it doesn't spin down and cut your head off when you walk into the room?
Like it was the SNL bit, the Oh Captain, My Captain. Remember that when they sit up on there and the head pops off and the blood flies everywhere? Yeah.
What's the safety of a ceiling fan rest? I want to hear more about this.
And Heloise also adds, did you know that the blades of the ceiling fan should go counterclockwise in summertime to force air down and make it cooler? Do you ever do that? Switch it in the wintertime so it pulls the air up?
100%.
No.
Or you just
don't use the fan
in the winter?
In the winter, no. No. I don't think we do. What do you mean? What are you doing that for?
Because you have a wood-burning fireplace in every room?
Yeah. We just have...
Because it's a castle.
We have servants with lighters that just walk around the room to
I was
going to
say,
us.
Maybe the servants reverse your fans every season.
Right.
Well, servants. That is the return of Hints from Heloise. There's a reason we only do it like twice a year.
That's good stuff.
That's beautiful.
Dave Landman.